Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live on the East Coast. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, whenever, whatever you're wearing, wherever you are, we don't give a shit. We don't judge. Well, sometimes. But we appreciate the fuck out of your listening ship. We're going to be here for a little while. We got some stuff to talk about. Get those Gilead outfits ready, ladies.
Jesus.
As The Handmaid's Tale.
God.
It's going to be coming true, probably, because it ain't looking good for Roe v. Wade, the way the oral arguments were sounding today.
Really?
But we'll get to that in a moment. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, on the Twitter.
We want to live in The Handmaid's Tale. That's what we want.
We check Twitter during the show, and we also have a Facebook and an Instagram that we don't check that frequently.
Yay.
And if you would be so kind to buy shit through our Amazon link, when you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on our webpage, the Amazon banner. And whatever you buy that sesh, we get a wee little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
That's right, Pat. You know, I read somewhere that, is it true that Biden passed some sort of tax on containers coming in on these giant cargo ships that if they sat too long without being unloaded, that
and that miraculously opened up a lot of Long Beach somehow.
Oh, really?
For some reason they decided
the fuck out.
Some reason they decided, well, we do have the resources to empty out these containers after all.
Like $100 a day or something per container. I guess that's a lot to those guys. I have no fucking idea. Also, I saw that, like, is it true Overstock has their own navy of cargo ships coming in where they put all their bullshit on, in, like, containers and they just...
I don't know that one. They
charter their own ships. There's these large retailers that are just like, well, fuck it, man. This is how we'll handle it.
Well, there you go.
We'll just buy our own fucking boats.
Is it, well, Patrick Byrne, I don't think he's involved anymore. In Overstock, I think he sold it, didn't he? The guy that
dumb
was
fuck.
In on the insurrection and whose voice we heard on the Linwood tape.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't. You don't have any affection for me.
You know, you know what I appreciated about that show or performance, whatever you want to fucking call it? It's like, it was really good. I mean, it was, they're both evil assholes, but it was well done, like good inflection.
Patrick Byrne sounds like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he does.
Just dumb. and Lynn Wood sounds like someone out of a Tennessee Williams play.
Oh yeah, no shit. Oh my god. He's got that weird like
that drawl where he does this.
You don't have no affection for me.
And Patrick Byrne, right? That's his name, I think.
I thought Patrick Byrne was an actor.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Patrick something or other, the Overstock guy.
Oh. Patrick Byrne is that priest that debated.
Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, debated John Cleese about atheism, right? Or,
I don't know.
What's his name?
Oh, no, 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 no. You're thinking of that Irish presenter that interviewed Stephen Fry when Stephen Fry.
Who was that?
Famously said, that's a burn, too.
But it's a funny old
But
like
it's an
Catholic
Irish.
Dude.
It's an Irish name.
That guy's a fucking character. Anyway, a different burn.
But this is Patrick M. Byrne, former executive of Overstock.com.
Wow.
He took it public and made a gazillion dollars.
How did he do that? Like, what's his secret? He just sells a lot of bullshit.
They said he had led two smaller companies before he launched Overstock.com, so he must have had some background in business and stuff.
Yeah.
In 1999.
But the hook with Overstock, it's shit that's overstocked somewhere. Is that it?
It was, yeah. Yeah. Discounted stuff that...
Like tube socks and
sure.
pillows. God, why... Can we get the betting industry out of politics? That's what I'd like. That might help.
Yeah, what is it with these nut jobs in the betting industry?
I don't know.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines. I know what's going on at the HuffPo. I just saw both of the headlines. It's kind of amazing that the SCOTUS thing is not the headline over at Drudge.
SCOTUS.
Red alert for Roe, it says. Sotomayor, will SCOTUS survive the stench? Yeah, she had a great line. Well, here. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a case that threatens to overturn the constitutional right to access safe and legal abortion across the country.
Holy shit.
The immediate overall consensus after the arguments came to a close in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization is that Roe v. Wade is in serious danger.
Oh, my God. It's 2020 fucking one, man.
Conservative majority of the Supreme Court appeared largely supportive of a 2018 Mississippi law that seeks to ban all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I think that one even says rape and incest. Are not included.
Oh my God. Not included?
No, if you're raped, if you're 16 weeks pregnant, too bad. You got to carry your rapist baby.
It's
in the Lord's name.
Ooh, God. You fucking wacko Jesus.
The law directly.
Sadistic lunatics.
The Mississippi law directly contradicts Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that protects a person's right to abortion. The decision made it a constitutional right to access safe and legal abortion until a fetus's viability, which is around 24 weeks.
Why is this was decided in 1973? Why in the fuck are we having this conversation?
Mississippi, because people have been voting Republican.
But
Mississippi's 15-week restriction is attempting to cut that almost in half. Conservative...
Why didn't the Supreme Court just deny this? Why did they decide to hear it then?
Because six of them want to overturn it.
It's disgusting.
Conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito.
Yeah, a lot of spitting.
And Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah, spitting. That should be fucking Merrick Garland, or Merrick Garland should be in there.
Openly suggested that the current viability line under Roe is arbitrary and can be moved, which... is, but it's not. Viability isn't arbitrary, which would effectively overturn the high court precedent.
Viability isn't arbitrary, meaning if you set
they're
a
saying,
definition of viability, then it's not
right. So
arbitrary.
They're saying we just it was an arbitrary thing to set viability. They could change it if they want.
Well, what about this?
To load.
What about it?
Blown.
It's your pussy. You're in charge of it. Oh, there you go. Well, I mean, that's what it's so stupid. we live in a dumb fucking society.
Crass, but yes.
Yeah, it's crass, but damn. I mean, we want to go to The Handmaid's Tale or something. Ugh.
Chief Justice John Roberts, along with the two newest members of the court, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, were less vocal. Although she came out with some shit that she basically said... I'm not going to read her stupid fucking or play the clip. It's infuriating. But she's like, well, because there's this apparently there's a law now that if you can renounce parenthood at birth and the state will take your baby, like you're not if you don't have an abort or adoption set up ahead of time, you could decide after it pops out that you want to put it up for adoption and the state will take the baby.
Okay.
and put it up for adoption. She's saying, well, because that's available, we don't need any abortion.
Oh, okay.
She said, because most women say they're not ready for the burden of parenthood. So that takes it away.
They don't want
the burden of pregnancy and possible death. And there's you know, sometimes some significant complications to pregnancy.
People are not, what is it called? They're not incubators.
Not according to what's going to happen.
That's crazy. They're not incubators, you fucks. Ugh, we have the worst culture right now. The worst. Ugh. I'm going to get some coffee. Do you want some?
Sure. Thank you. It seemed, it says all three of them, that's Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Coney Barrett, seemed to be open to tinkering with the gestational limits on abortion, which would also effectively overturn Roe. Roe means access to safe, legal abortions up until viability. And if they toss that, then Roe v. Wade is gone. And there's already a bunch of right-wing nutjob Christo-fascist fuck states that have passed laws that the instant Roe is overturned, they make abortion illegal. Totally. Totally illegal. And some of them make abortion totally illegal with no exception for rape and incest. So a 10-year-old girl, 11-year-old girl is raped by her cousin. Sorry, you have to carry that pregnancy, according to our conservative Christo-fascist Republicans. Ryan just from the kitchen yelled, "It's fucking insane. It's fucking nuts." Sotomayor, however, really went after the plaintiff or the defendant. I forget. I don't know which truth is. Probably the defendant. Sotomayor had the most scathing questions about Stewart, the lawyer for the Christo-fascists. Stewart's argument that moving the viability line from 24 to 15 weeks would have zero impact on women across the country. It's not going to have any impact.
How can you say?
She pointed out that the simple fact the court was hearing the arguments in Mississippi's attempt to ban after 15 weeks would tarnish the nonpartisan reputation the court has worked to uphold for hundreds of years. Quote, she said, there has been some difference of opinion with respect to undue burden, but the right of a woman to choose, the right to control her own body, has been clearly set since Casey and never challenged. She's referring to the 1992 court, Supreme Court ruling, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which ruled that states were legally allowed to restrict abortion access as long as it did not oppose and, quote, undue burden.
Right.
On right. patients.
So they're saying,
and that's the gray area.
They're saying
it's not an undue burden.
Renouncing parenthood and then going through and, you know, shitting out a baby is not an undue burden. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She said, you want us to reject that line of viability and adopt something different? 15 justices over 30 years since Casey have reaffirmed that basic viability line. Four have said no, two of them members of this court, but 15 justices have said yes of various political backgrounds. Now the sponsors of this bill, the House bill in Mississippi, said, we're doing it because we have new justices. She said, will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts? I don't see how it is possible.
So
she says, if we overturn this, we're just saying we're just political hacks that don't care about precedent and don't care about anything. And we just hope we get our side in and we're going to flip the laws the way we like them.
That's cynical.
Getting rid of stare decisis.
Right. Precedent, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. This is all... This is a fucking nightmare. This is what it means to not vote for Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
I mean, they could shock
us. What
that
fucking means.
And strike down the law, 5-4.
Would that be shocking?
At this point, I would be amazed, yeah. It may be 5-4 the other way. Like, Roberts may try to pretend that he's all about precedent and stuff. But we would have to have probably like Roberts and Kavanaugh are the two that would have to.
Kavanaugh, maybe.
Maybe flip, but the way he was talking today didn't
sound good. Yeah. So depressing.
And boy, Susie Collins, I wonder if she's concerned because she was assured by Kavanaugh that he would stick with precedent and you know, she's all for a right to choose.
God,
she's a rare Republican.
But, you know, let's say Susan Kavanaugh, not Kavanaugh, Susan Collins needs an abortion.
Well, that ship, I think sailed a while ago, but
just as hypothetical.
Okay.
If that were possible, she would be able to get one because she's rich, right?
Oh, they all will.
What about poor people?
Well, fuck them.
They don't care.
That's
right?
The whole point. Yeah. You think any of these oligarchs or Republicans would, Ronnie Jackson, that lunatic doctor would probably easily do a DNC on anybody that asked him to.
Wait, Ronnie Jackson is running for a representative
and out of his fucking mind. I mean, he really has gone off the deep end.
He was
Obama's doctor and people on
personal
Twitter.
Personal doctor?
Yeah. He was Obama's doctor in the White House. And then Trump kept him on.
Oh my God.
And then he just went batshit.
Well, I mean, Obama was in good shape. You know, it's not like we probably didn't really get to know the president's doctor because what would he need to do to Obama? The guy was, he exercised. He did smoke. But he exercised regularly. He wasn't a big fat fuck. Trump, on the other hand, is a big tower of feces. And if you're a doctor, you're going to have your hands, you know, full.
Claire McCaskill said, Ronnie Jackson is to doctors what Rudy Giuliani is to lawyers.
Ouch, damn. Oh, fuck.
Oh, here, Ronnie Jackson, 3 days ago, tweeted, here comes the MEV, the midterm election variant.
God.
They need a reason to push unsolicited nationwide mail-in ballots. Democrats will do anything to cheat during an election, but we're not going to let them.
That is...
he's gone totally batshit.
That's like anti-vax, kind of.
Midterm...
You know, I mean, like...
Saying that same shit that suddenly Democrats are inventing... The Omicron virus that the rest of the world is freaking out about. How nice of the rest of the world to be in on our conspiracy.
Right.
Isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I guess everybody wants to screw the Republicans. It's so delusional and paranoid and
they're,
I don't
mean,
know, self-absorbed.
You know, all the ignorance, but all and aside from that, they're all mean, too. I mean, they're mean. They hate trans and gay people. They're fucking racist dickbags.
Oh, yeah.
They're all this, and they're irritable. Do you know what I mean? They're angry pants. They're storming the fucking Capitol. Blah, blah, blah. They're fucking assholes. I don't understand what they want. I think it's like trying to figure out what Trump wants. What did Trump ever want?
Money.
He's just angry money, pants. That's true.
Young girls, money.
Right.
money, young girls, money. Adderall.
Right.
Or whatever he takes.
Imagine calling Melania's chief of staff and be like, listen, my penis doesn't look like a mushroom.
Yes, it does.
What do you know?
I don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck about your mushroom?
So that's the headline. I mean, you know, we're fucked. Maybe they'll overstep and this will be the fire that keeps the Democrats lit, in 2022. And maybe we won't lose the House.
How do you get around
because
this,
the Democrats though? Should run on this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cause that decision will be out before November. It'll be in spring. And this decision from today.
Right.
And
because most people want this.
Yeah. 75% said, I think in the last poll, said that abortion should be a right.
You're mad. I'll make the case that this is the main thing the GOP has always wanted. Like
yeah, what are they going to do if they get it?
I don't know.
They're like the dog that caught the car.
Well, then they still have guns, and they still have, you know, the war on poor people, you know.
Well, and it's going to go to the states.
Election fraud, that kind of shit.
We should organize state boycotts.
Of what?
Widespread, any state that that decides to make abortion illegal right away. Well, some of them are going to be automatic.
We're going to have to boycott this state.
Eventually, yeah. We don't have an automatic law here yet.
Yeah.
Not if we get a Republican governor or a Democratic governor. I don't know what the legislature looks like here. I'm assuming it's
God here.
Do they have a supermajority here? I don't even know.
I don't know.
But you know, if Charlie Crist wins, then hopefully we won't have to. You know, maybe he'll be able to veto anything that these Nazis come up with here.
It would be wild to have an elected official on a national level that doesn't fucking suck in Florida. Because we don't have one.
No.
We don't have one of those.
Right.
Don't listen to me. Don't make DeSantis president. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the dumbest fucking shit.
Nobody listened to New York, though.
What?
Nobody listened to New York in 2016. New York, even New York Republicans are like, oh my God, we know him. Don't vote for him. He can't be president. He's a crook. He's a charlatan. He's a clown.
You know what I think Trump had that DeSantis doesn't have? Like the obvious, like Trump is a racist, man. I mean, it just oozes off him. And I'm not saying DeSantis isn't. I don't mean that. I'm just saying that I think that really appealed to a lot of his supporters, the racism. He just like, you could smell it on him, you know?
I mean, yeah. So I think we just need to act. We just need to prepare for it being overturned. There are a few states that are the adult states that have the opposite law that's going to happen, where I think New Jersey is maybe one of the more recent ones, that if Roe is overturned, they have a law that will kick in that will guarantee the right to an abortion.
Right.
In adult states.
Yes.
There's a few of those.
But God, though. But, What if you were in Florida and you needed an abortion? Do you fly somewhere? What adult state go to? Puerto Rico, I guess.
And looking at the map of the of the states that will probably instantly ban abortion, there are states where, you know, like Alabama, you're dead in the middle where you're going to have to drive hours and hours and hours and hours and hours to go try to find or travel. To go get your legal abortion. And I'm sure these assholes, their next step is going to somehow try to prevent that. They'll say it's illegal for you to leave the state and go get an abortion and come back.
Well, they'll say if you're pregnant, it's illegal to leave the state.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, listen, we are barreling into the Handmaid's Tale. It's so stupid.
And you know they're coming for LGBTQ rights next. They won't. I don't think they could ever repeal same-sex marriage. That ain't going to work. But they'll chip away at the rights and benefits. They're already saying in Texas, no adoptions for you.
Oh my God. That's crazy. We've already resolved this.
No, we haven't.
No, it's 2021, you fucks. I tell you what, if I could have a baby, if I could get pregnant and carry a baby in my sack, I don't know how it would work, I could have that shit sucked out at Circle K. Right next to where I get gas.
Well, and that's what it would be if there were...
If men could get pregnant,
yeah.
It'd
be drive-thru.
It'd be dudes throwing themselves down the stairs.
No. It would be...
You would need to.
There would be gumball machines on the filled with morning after pills on every corner.
Right. Well, what about that then?
What?
How does that affect like the sale of like a morning after pill?
Well, they're trying to ban those anyway. Some of them want to ban contraceptives. I mean, prepare for this, people out in the world. Prepare for these Christian fascists to then say, we don't think you should have access to birth control either. Some of them want that.
I ain't exaggerating. I mean, really, why are you... Just think about it like this for a second. If there's a fuck stick that's a right-wing fuck listening to the podcast, Stitcher...
Thank you for the download.
Spotify, the podcasting app. Please go to crabdiving.com /Amazon. Buy some shit, you fuck. But listen to me.
Survival gear, you can get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, buy something for your doomsday prepping, you dumbass. But why do you think the government should be in charge... Just think about it like this. In charge of something that is... zipped up in someone's pants. I'm not kidding. It's literally inside a human. Why are you legislating in there?
To stay in power. Nuts. They don't. You know, the vast majority of Republicans in power don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah, they don't care
about babies or life or anything. They want control,
and they like abortion.
And they I think a lot of them are. It's going to be like, what are you going to do now? Because a lot of these assholes have run on that, and a lot of these conservatives are single issue voters, and this is the single issue.
Do you think
so? Once this is overturned, what are they going to do?
This could be in a fucked up way, is this the death of the Republican
Party?
Well,
that's what I mean. There could be a fierce backlash. I hope there's a fierce backlash.
There should be a fierce backlash already. This is nuts. My God, did we get rid of Trump and all this shit? Why is this happening?
There was good news last night, though, wasn't there? Weren't there some special elections around in places? And I thought it was in Georgia that the legislature got bluer.
Yeah.
like they flipped some districts
great.
In Georgia.
In Georgia? Wow.
But this is what we got to do. We got it. These conservative evil fucks have been really good at taking these state legislatures because Democrats just don't seem to give a fuck.
Yeah.
And now we're paying the price with all these evil states that have been taken over by these right-wing fascists.
I mean, it's just so sad. Why is it just a big block of all these dumb fucking southern states, like all a big blob down in the southeast? Why is it like that?
Because the evil leaders and rich people have been milking the teat of racism for 150 years.
Fucking stop it. Can we have a few years of niceness here before like a comet blows us out of the fucking
we deserve it.
Universe or some? No, we don't.
We deserve a comet. I'm not sure our species is smart enough. Or not evil enough to no I'm kidding. I'm actually optimistic overall, but it's going to be a hard ride.
Well, God, I tell you, it's like, how did the Republicans last pass lying people into a war? I never understood that one. I mean, there are headlines that make me want to look at property in the middle of nowhere and dig a moat, fill it with gasoline, and set it on fire. It's these lunatic right wing nut jobs. Can't come get you.
The Drudge Report, of course, doesn't think the big news is the fact that Roe v. Wade may be overturned.
Hey.
They have a scanning electron micrograph image of...
Man, Drudge, Mr. Hey, look, come on, address. Look at me. I'm special.
Of the Omicron variant of the virus, and it says it's here.
Omicron. I saw that.
I think California is it?
Yeah.
First confirmed U.S. case of Omicron.
That's right, Pat.
In California, the United States.
You've got Omicron. What do I win?
The United States first confirmed. Why does it say we're buffering? I got to listen now and see if we're actually going out.
Technology.
This
is the most highly mutated virus of the season. We all are excited to see what Omicron's going to do this season. What is Omicron wearing tonight on the red carpet? That's what it feels like with all these variants.
The case is an individual who traveled from South Africa on November 22nd.
Yay.
Tested positive for COVID-19 on the 29th. Perfect. That individual is self-quarantining. Close contacts have tested negative thus far.
Yay.
The person is fully vaccinated and so far is experiencing mild symptoms, which are improving.
Oh, good.
Says Dr. Fauci.
Okay. Maybe sometimes I feel like, and I'm not saying like a praying thing, but if we all just group mind, if we all just collectively concentrate on not catching this thing, maybe that'll help.
We should think and pray.
Not pray. I said not
Should
pray.
Should we do thoughts and prayers?
No, I don't know. What do we do? What do we do to save society from itself? Because people suck right now. Our culture sucks. God.
Man, Twitter caught on today to that that preacher that we talked about yesterday that died of COVID after having spread all the COVID misinformation and shit. He is a guy. We had talked about him.
Yeah.
He was the asshole who, I hate to speak ill of the dead,
right?
But I'm going to. He was the fraudulent, evil, thieving asshole who took, I think it was like 3 or 4 million in PPP loans during the pandemic and bought a private jet weeks after receiving that money.
Well, hey, listen.
Weeks after receiving that money.
He bought a jet.
He had to pay it back. They went after him. Yeah.
I know people that bought groceries.
They went after him. And the government went after him, and he had to pay every penny back.
What? Why? What kind of nutball is that? I mean, if you're gonna cheat the government out of how many millions of dollars, is the best move to buy a jet? I mean, isn't there something called flying under the radar? I mean, that's literally you're flying, you don't care. You're actually on radar in this moment. You're flying around on radar.
They don't care.
It's so stupid. Spreading that shit, licking, suck.
Well, they're in Christo fascist heaven right now.
Right. Oh, that's cool. What's it like?
Look at the SCOTUS.
Oh yeah. What's it like up there? Is heaven now, or does something have to happen and all the dead people float up to heaven? Is there a current heaven for people that are dead?
Well, they think so. I don't. They think so.
What is it like? Is it like clouds and feathers and people flying around playing stringed instruments?
Who are you asking? I don't believe it exists.
I don't know. Is there coronavirus up there? Huh?
It doesn't exist, so I have no description of what it is.
Oh, okay.
My heaven would include no Christians.
Oh, wow. Aren't you an elitist?
Or very few.
Sorry, guys. A lot of bad shit went down.
I want to do is spend my eternity with those ninnies.
Right. But if they're right, you know. They're gonna be like, hey, man, heaven turned out to be real, motherfucker. It's not so bad, is it?
We've got other news. The Drudge Report thinks that the worst news is that the worst news than the Gilead that we're about to enter is that the Omicron virus is here.
You know, God, Matt Drudge. I mean, congratulations. What was his deal? He got in touch with Linda Tripp. They got the come
Linda
on the
Tripp,
dress.
who ratted on her friend.
Well, Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky.
That's right.
Monica told her that she had an affair with Bill Clinton, and she probably had a dress that had some Essence D. Clinton on it.
Oh, wee, what do you? And then that's how Matt Drudge did that. And then
yeah, and he got her to get him the dress or something, and he wrote a blog about it. And right. Next thing you know, Matt Drudge is a gazillionaire, and here we are with
doing the bare minimum, man.
He's still in like the top five sites on the internet.
Don't you think his site is real like shitty?
It's nothing to it. It's three columns of links.
Right.
That's it. He just rewrites the headlines.
Man, on some level, I guess you're a big fucking genius. Come on a dress. A bunch of links. You got a house in the Hamptons, probably. Good for you.
And he's real, like, elusive and,
yeah.
And weird and stuff.
Doesn't he wear a hat all the time? He wears, like, a weird fucking hat. Yeah. Like a douche. No offense, Matt. Why do you give a shit? But I think you're a douche.
Oh, this is a crazy story. You know how Republicans hate unemployment and want to make sure that nobody gets it.
Entitlements.
But now, governors in some Republican states and some Republican states are giving unemployment benefits to anti-vaxxers who quit their jobs because of vaccine mandates.
They're actually paying people to not get their shots.
They're paying people to quit their jobs. That's very Republican, isn't it?
Listen, we got to beat this virus, man. And that is not doing it. Is that the Onion? Is that real? Holy fuck.
On October 20th, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced a crackdown on unemployment benefits. She required recipients to double their job search activity And she imposed strict audits with the threat of cutting off payments to anyone who fell short to ensure that no Iowan who is receiving unemployment benefits unnecessarily remains on the sidelines.
Boo.
9 days later, however.
Yes.
Governor Reynolds, have I pointed out that she is a Republican?
Yes.
And now, current Republicans, by definition, fascists.
Excuse me, I'm not sure if you actually did point that out. I just inferred that from what you fucking said.
9 days later, she signed legislation that pays vaccine refusers for quitting their jobs and sitting on the sidelines.
Wait a second. Can I get the vaccine and then tell my job I didn't get the vaccine because I hate it, quit, and then get unemployment? Yeah. Fuck yeah, baby.
Under the new law, anyone discharged from employment for refusing to receive a vaccination against COVID-19 shall not be disqualified for benefits, it says.
Listen to yourself. You're paying people to not get the vaccine. Oh, my God. What happens? Okay, what happens if they quit and then they get the vaccine and you find out that they got the vaccine? Do you pull their... This is crazy, dude.
It's pure hypocrisy, welfare for vaccine refusers, and tough love, quote, for everybody else.
Thank you, Joe Rogan. Thank you very much, you fuck. Thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you, Donald. Who else do we thank for this craziness?
Under the new laws, any worker who gets fired for some ambiguously not defined, quote, misconduct...
Nothing.
...is disqualified from benefits.
Nothing. But if you say, fuck it, I'm not getting my shot... Oh my God.
Oh, you're it's your freedom. We're giving you unemployment.
Dude, am I wrong to think that people will absolutely decide to not get the vaccine so they can get the unemployment? Do you think they will? Will people do that?
In May, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Oh, you fuck.
Announced that he too was ending bonus payments to unemployed Floridians. These payments, he argued, created a perverse incentive structure that discouraged people from working.
Perverse? Did you say perverse, motherfucker?
2 weeks later, Death Santis, or Ron DeRacis, signed legislation setting up a similar incentive structure exclusively for people who defy COVID vaccine requirements. Under his new law, vaccine refusal cannot be deemed misconduct for the purpose of unemployment assistance.
God. So if some business wanted to do, just for the sake of this argument, I'm going to say it's the right thing. Say, tell their employees, if you want to continue working here, you got to get the vaccine. And they say no, then Ron DeSantis gives them unemployment. And he's actually incentivizing people to tell their jobs to fuck off. You know what I mean?
We are not streaming.
Oh, okay.
We may be streaming again now soon.
Right.
But we haven't been. Apologies to those who are listening.
Yes. I feel like at some point...
Because I'm listening to Kelly right now. An old version of...
Catch the Crabs.
Yeah, an old version of the K-Voice.
But we're being recorded for the podcast.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, you Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. There you go. Wow, how disturbing.
Sorry, we're cutting in and out, people. We're having internet streaming issues.
But
we are doing okay as far as the podcast.
How does it work? You might not know, but let's say in Iowa, there's some progressive fuck who wants all of his employees to be vaccinated, to be safe, to not fucking die. And you're like, listen, I don't want to get my vaccine. So the employer's like, okay, then I got to fire you. Whatever. The government comes in and then gives that guy a check.
Yeah.
But like, how do you apply for it? He's like, press one if you decide to not get the vaccine.
It says, in fact, Florida law says that if you're unemployed and you're offered a job requiring vaccination, you can turn it down and stay on the dole.
Holy fucking shit. Think about it for a second. Can we please think about it? Like, what? This is not a good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. The I don't know what we're living in. Some cartoon. Matrix has gone just fucking insane.
We live in a state where there has been so much fucking COVID, Delta. We're going to have a fuck ton of Omicron.
Like third highest. Yeah. Somebody pointed on TV that Ron DeSantis talks about how great our COVID is. We still have the third highest death rate in the country.
Well, what does he mean by that, though? We got the best, most potent COVID in the South. Jesus fucking Christ. He's giving people checks to not get shot. I hope there are people still getting the vaccine, but then telling the government they didn't get their shot. I mean, there's some hope in that, maybe. I mean, I don't know. That is this, along with the news about the Roe shit, is
scary. And then if we lose the House and or Senate, we're completely fucked.
This is the part in the newscast
in 2022.
Like, now we're going to cut to a squirrel water skiing. We all like that. Yeah, that sucks. Dole out the Prozac, motherfuckers.
Well, you want some good news? Stacey Abrams has announced she's running for governor of Georgia.
Hell yes.
Next year.
Hell yes. When is she going to be president?
So hopefully this time she will kick that asshole's ass.
So the next presidential election is 2024. Will Biden run again if he's, you know, if he feels like it? Maybe he's too fucking old. Maybe Stacey Abrams runs in 2024.
Well, Kamala might have something to say about that, but
that's true. God.
How about a Harris Abrams ticket? That'd be amazing.
Great. That'd be great.
Oh, God. They would. Two black women. Oh, my
running
God.
Running against Donald Trump. And who the fuck? That, you know what? Whatever that story is. To me, that's whatever. The Democrats will run.
God, I really want
someone
who...
good.
Now probably. I want him to run because I want to know who he picks as his running mate.
Well, that's
the only
care
reason.
About.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be Mike Pence. There's no way.
Why?
No way.
I think he would do it.
There's no way.
Mike Pence would do it, though.
Did you see Pence? Mate. Okay, now I have to play this clip. Pence was speaking at some deal and some apparent Trumpist young guy got up and asked him a question like, you know, everyone told you that you had the power and you could have done it and you didn't do it because you thought it would hurt your chances to be president or something like that. And and he's like, who gave you the permission to certify? And Pence, I'll give him credit. He didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
He said James Madison.
Right. Right.
That was a really good. Yeah. Good answer. But then he says, and by the way, everything you've said is false. And the crowd kind of applauded.
Well.
But then he said,
yes.
I said then that I was concerned about irregularities, and I remain.
Oh, okay.
Concerned about that.
See, this is bullshit. That's all bullshit for Mike Pence, because the story is he was looking for someone to tell him he could do it. He was looking for it. I mean, Dan Quayle said he shouldn't do it. I mean, you know. Oh, is this Mike Pence?
This is the clip, yeah.
Oh, cool.
On the night of the 5th or the morning of the 6th, someone in the White House convinced you that it would destroy your hopes of becoming president if you sent it back to the States. My question is, what is the name of the person who told you to buck the President Trump's plan and certify the votes?
James Madison.
This is a Republican crowd, yeah, so they had to think about that for a minute. Like, James Madison, who is that? Who is that? Is he he worked for Trump, or is he some liberal? Oh, wait, does he mean like James Madison, like the founding father? Oh, yeah. That's what's going on in these stupid old white heads that I'm looking at right now. So you could tell that's why it took a while for them to figure it out.
God. But just to be clear, Mike Pence is filling his
piece of shit.
Is filling his depends over this Roe shit today, right?
Oh, no, he's got the first Woody he's had, probably. Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Certify the votes.
James Madison.
God. That's not true.
But virtually everything you recited relative to me is false.
You know, they're not breaking their asses to applaud.
No, they're not. But he says James Madison, but that's not true. He met with Dan Quayle and asked Dan Quayle. So what he means is Dan Quayle.
allegedly,
or whoever the fuck, whoever the fuck he asked. Who, I mean, that's disingenuous.
So yeah, this I think they should keep an eye on the student that asked this question too.
Yeah,
who gave you permission to certify these election results?
I tell you what, man, these white radicalized dudes.
Well, how'd you know the kid was white? That's a great guess. He actually is. It's amazing.
God. Thin blue line t-shirts. God. It just really is the shittiest culture ever. I mean, you go out. I can't tell you how many like thin blue line swag, how much thin blue line swag you see out there. Lots of weird looking American flags.
A lot of those First Amendment auditors are calling the police out. On that here and across the pond, they're doing the same thing to the Union Jack in Britain. There was one I saw the other day where a guy was asked him about his gang flag.
Yeah,
that was, they turned it black and white, and they have the one blue line through the middle of the Union Jack.
Right,
and the auditors there are saying the same thing. You know, you're defacing the flag, and the officers say it's for our fallen comrades, and that's bullshit.
You know, you gotta ask yourself, if you're somebody out there that's deciding to be a cop now, like, what? Why? Is there anything else you would want to do?
All right. And if I was in charge, I would say that if you have recently been on active duty overseas,
yeah,
you are less likely to be hired as a police officer.
Yeah, you don't want your cops acting like soldiers,
right,
in a foreign land.
And
you want cops to see people as like their friends and shit and about, you know, I don't know,
as people.
Crazy. Enough with these fucking cops.
Cuck.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere, you motherfuckers. Tommy. And especially these motherfucking cops in Pensacola. They're all hiding all over the place looking for people to run stops like little fucking bitches. How the fuck can you do that? How the fuck can you put on your outfit, your little costume every day? And it's like, I'm going to fucking torture people with tickets all fucking days. My fellow citizens, that's what I do for a living. Go fuck yourself. How can you do that? God.
We also have in the news.
A lot of
the headlines are on the liberal sites are saying goodbye to Roe versus Wade, basically.
God damn.
Well, now it'll just be a happy surprise if they, they somehow vote on the side of right. But I think we should prepare to. I mean, I think seriously, hit them in the wallet. These big corporations need to say, okay, Georgia, you're going to try to pass an abortion ban.
Right.
We're closing our. We're not going to shoot anything in studios in Georgia anymore.
Well,
Hollywood
says the startup industries are moving to the South because it's expensive in Northern California. But who would want to start? Who would want to open a startup somewhere where your female employees are in charge of their vaginas?
Right.
That's crazy.
Uteruses.
Uteruses. All of that down there. But it's crazy. Well, why am I talking about it? No one's like, okay, no, this is the laws. These are the what laws do we have on the books about cocks? What are the cock laws?
There are none. I mean, yeah.
What am I allowed to do with my penis? Well,
they prefer
there are
you
some
not
laws.
Take it out, like Lauren Boebert's husband.
Boebert,
wave it at kids.
What?
Oh, we've talked about this several times, and this was like 2017. This wasn't that long ago. He got arrested for like getting drunk at a bowling alley and whipping his dick out and waving it at teenage girls.
Yay! The first gentleman, everybody, Bubbert E. Lee. That's why. God,
everybody else is pedophiles, not her husband, who literally exposed himself to children. No. It's a Republican. Hey,
okay. I am worried about a house full of Republicans, man. I mean,
well, yeah, strap in. We're going to have the craziest panels.
Like who?
They're going to investigate AOC. They're going to investigate Ilhan Omar.
Adam Schiff is head of the Intelligence Committee, or
now? But that all flips with the Republicans take over.
Who's it going to be? Intelligence.
Pick one, Louis Gohmert.
No.
Pick one.
Intelligence.
Right. That's why I picked Louis Gohmert.
Louis Gohmert's going to be the Attorney General of Texas, right?
Jim Jordan said Matt Gaetz. He wants Matt Gaetz to have a chair a subcommittee.
Can we have a guy to chair a subcommittee that does not traffic minors for sex? We can't. That's too much.
Republicans, you're
sorry, guys.
You may be asking too much right now.
We're fresh out. The anti-vax, rape, subjugation of women, fucking gun sucking. Oh, I don't know.
It's scary times right now. Fuck face
party.
If you're into freedom and
sadistic motherfuckers.
LeBron tested positive for COVID, now out indefinitely under strict NBA COVID protocols.
Right.
I don't think he's even symptomatic.
God, is he not vaccinated? He's got to be vaccinated.
Yeah, he is. They're now enforcing indoor dining in Los Angeles. They're enforcing, you got to show that you're vaccinated.
Yes.
To get into a place.
Yes, I experienced that. And you know what, dickheads in Florida that might be listening? It's just fine. Except just show your card.
This makes me sad.
Yeah.
The owners of In-N-Out Burger have said, we will not be forced by the government to police people's health choices.
Okay.
They're saying, fuck you.
No, you can't go there anymore. Fuck them. Oh, I love In-N-Out.
Good burgers.
Big fucking deal. You guys are the same as Chick-fil-A now. Go fuck yourself. Done.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they're pro-COVID.
Why are you pro-COVID? You know what's easy? To be anti-COVID. I don't know. You stupid fucks. God. I hate how everybody's so fucking dumb. Come on.
More and more countries, it says here at the Drudge Report, are slapping the unjabbed with fines and bans. The rest of the world knows what's going on.
Before the pandemic, all this shit was happening. And now, all that shit is not happening. We want to get to a place where all the shit can be happening again, and that you got to get vaccinated. God damn.
Germany and Israel are moving closer to making COVID-19 vaccine shots compulsory. Greece is introducing fines, and Spain is banning unvaccinated travelers.
Oh, shit. Too bad, motherfuckers. God.
Despite protests, making life harder for those who don't want a shot is a tactic increasingly favored by governments that are spooked by the spread of the Omicron variant.
Omicron.
Greece is making vaccines mandatory for everyone over 60 years of age.
Damn.
From next month, those refusing will pay a 100 euro fine every month they don't get a shot.
God damn. They are serious. They are serious. Over here, In-N-Out Burger's like, no, we don't give a fuck. Holy shit. That's serious.
Austria, we've talked about them. They're under lockdown.
Wait. Greece is actually fining people that don't get the vaccine.
Yes.
Iowa is actually paying people that don't
do not get the vaccine. bless America.
God bless America. We're a country full of bitch babies. No one can tell us the truth because we're little bitches. Man, we get the vaccine. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Look at us. The Omicron variant's here, you motherfuckers. God, it's going to be 2022, man. When did this start? 2019.
Well, 2020.
Yeah.
January.
God.
The chancellor there has vowed to lift restrictions for the vaccinated.
Yes.
Or those recently recovered. A lockdown for the unvaccinated will probably persist, though they can still go to work if they have a negative test. This is Austria. Officials are working on plans to impose mandatory vaccinations from February, with fines reaching, as high as 7,200 euros.
Damn!
It's like $8,000.
Wow, $8,000, you dumb fucking rednecks. What do you think of that?
Bars and restaurants in Finland that refuse to use COVID certificates will no longer be able to serve booze after 5 p.m.
Oh, shit. There you go. You want to solve shit over here, you do that. Right?
Spain has effectively banned travelers from the UK who aren't fully vaccinated.
Right.
From December 1st, it will only accept proof of vaccination for adult entry.
Wouldn't it help if this Omicron variant just started? Do I sound like a fascist by saying, shouldn't we limit movement to stop the spread of this shit? You know, what if we just take a lot of countries are travel?
And well, Biden put a travel ban on South Africa and a couple other countries.
Right.
Slovakia, the finance minister, Igor Matovic, wants to give out vouchers worth 500 euros to everyone over the age of 60 who gets vaccinated. Ooh, I like that one.
I want mine. Fuck that. I want my voucher because I got it early. I want a fucking voucher.
You want to go to Slovakia, though?
And yeah. I'm just saying, because what is people will start incentivizing this shit, and we got it on our own just because we didn't want to fucking die.
Slovakia is probably beautiful, but
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure about the politics.
But here they're giving people money to not get the vaccine.
Republican God, states,
dude,
are.
You dumb fucks.
Singapore, those who choose not to get the jab will now have to pay their own medical bills if they get COVID.
No shit.
That's what they should be doing in all these countries that are civilized, unlike ours, that have universal health care.
Get the back fucking scene.
No shot. No. If you got COVID, no health care. You got to pay for it.
Right. I saw so many experts say that because we did nothing to mitigate this at the beginning, you got to vax your way out of it.
Well, yeah.
So that's what we're doing, but we're not really
we're not
doing it enough.
Yeah, because a lot of them don't want the vax.
Did you see that Puerto Rico had the highest vaccination?
Puerto Rico.
Even though they're surrounded by water, big water.
Ocean water.
That's right, ocean water. They have the highest vaccination rate in the country.
There you go.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. We'd have to figure it. Somehow they're smarter than us.
Hey, Biden, I don't know what you're doing up there. What I would do is I would figure out whoever was in charge of Puerto Rico's vaccination program. I'd fly him out of the White House, and I would say, do what you did to, you know, what did you do in Puerto Rico? Do it for the whole fucking country.
And I think that's maybe it for the, you know, televengeance lamb. Who called Vax mandate sin against God dies of COVID. That was the big media outlets got a hold of the story this morning. So it was trending. And
yeah,
man, people, there's not a lot of sympathy for Marcus, for the late Marcus Lamb.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that, and I just want to say I was not exactly sympathetic, and I'm not going to apologize, but I'm going to try to, like, how would you say, it's sad. How am I supposed to react? Like, how would you? I wonder how.
Well, I feel bad for those that loved him.
Yeah.
And that will miss him.
Right. They're probably not vaccinated.
But it doesn't mitigate that he was a fucking asshole is probably responsible for other deaths.
Yes.
If he's got all these idiots that watch his Daystar television network all about Jesus and. Oh, my God. It's the second largest Christian network in the world.
What's it called?
Daystar Television Network, reaching more than 2 billion people.
Damn!
Worldwide. So that motherfucker absolutely killed people.
2 billion.
I have no doubt that somebody listened to his advice, did not get the vaccine, and died.
Right.
And he was ivermectin-ing up and hydroxychloroquine-ing up.
Oh, okay. That, you know what's so strange? It's like...
somehow that didn't work for some reason.
Right, right. Well, you didn't take enough ivermectin. Or you didn't inject it right into your body. Yeah. I don't know.
You have to spread it on the horse hoof and then ram it up your ass.
Oh, I thought you licked it off the horse hoof.
Or maybe they were just doing that for fun.
Right. The horse is like, I don't know what's happening, but this guy's slathers his stuff on my feet. This horse is like...
guy's coming for another hoof job.
Yeah. These horses are like, hey, leave some ivermectin for me. I actually need it. Parasites,
motherfucker. Yeah, I'm shitting worms here.
Yeah. Yeah, you used it all up.
So, earlier this year, Marcus said he was taking ivermectin.
Yeah. That won't bother anybody, though.
No, because his son's already blaming it on demons.
Demons, yeah.
You can't win. You can't win with these anti-truth, anti-science frauds.
But, you know, these demons these demons, they're pretty intense. Satan.
Top of the hour, everybody. Thanks for joining. Ooh, This is good news.
Okay.
For me, people with allergic conditions such as hay fever, eczema, and rhinitis may be at a lower risk of catching COVID.
Oh, shit.
According to a new study.
Damn.
A team of 34 British scientists found allergy sufferers who also have asthma were less likely to contract the potentially deadly virus.
Do they still need to get the vaccine?
Well, yeah, of course.
I got asthma. I don't need it.
Wow. There you go.
That's good. That's great news. What a weird virus.
People with both an atopic condition and asthma were 38% less likely to get sick during the pandemic, they found.
Right. Damn. That's weird. Because I would think that that would be a condition that would make COVID worse. I wonder if you actually catch it and you have asthma, it makes it worse.
Well, but allergies are an immune response, an overactive immune response.
Right.
So maybe having an overactive immune system in that case is better. I don't know.
Is that weird plant in the backyard bad for your allergies? It just got
the
pollen.
Elephant ear?
It's got pollen.
I don't know.
It.
I can't imagine it's not. It looks like something from
that fucking plant.
It's like something from, what was that planet? Navi?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Isn't there a part two coming out?
The
blue people?
Yeah. I think they're doing.
What is that called?
They're filming two or three of them at the same time.
James Cameron. I like that movie. That was a good movie. Very funny. I'm surprised it was never a musical or a stage show.
Avatar?
Yeah, that would be great. Avatar live! Avatar on ice! Why not?
Yeah, he's currently working on, I think, one or two at the same time.
Damn.
Or maybe a trilogy. I don't fucking know. Oh, no. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's working on Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5. 2 and 3 are in post-production.
Yes.
4 and 5 are filming right now.
Hell yes. Get those fucking movies out. But I have to go to a theater to see Avatar.
But it takes forever. Because he's doing, you know, like all CG. Avatar 2 is scheduled for 2022 next year.
Yeah.
Avatar 3, 2 years later. Avatar 4, 2026. Avatar 5, 2028.
You think we're going to be around for... We're going to make it to 2028? Oh, shit.
I don't know. Oops.
Yeah. Well, I mean... but listen, James, don't release the next Avatar until Omicron's done. Correct? Because people will go out and see your fucking movie and spread this shit.
Well, that'll be next summer, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll be over it by then, right? Just like the other summer. Sure. And the summer before that.
Okay, tell yourself that.
I'm reading articles that are telling me that this is just a new normal. We will live in this with this fucking virus, and we will just be sitting around with our thumbs in our asses waiting for the booster for whatever variant's out there. That's it. Is that it?
Until...
Is that the legacy Trump left us?
Until, hopefully... It peters out, the virus mutates out of nastiness. Like, you know, if this Omicron turns out to be more virulent but less dangerous, you know, that means you're more likely to catch it, but less likely to get very sick from it.
Right. And then, but the long term
it could
effects,
continue to mutate to where maybe you catch it and you don't know, it doesn't do anything to you.
That's like it mutates out of existence, kind of.
Yeah. We do have other news.
Right. Other news other than,
besides the
women
systemic loss of rights in this country.
Fucking vaginas, this Omicron.
To the Republican fascists.
Woo! Dumb fucks.
This is, oh, I'm so sad. I saw a Mark Taylor thing, and I thought it was a response to the ongoing war, but to war of the prophets.
Prophet versus prophet.
Prophet versus prophet.
I'm going to go with Mark Taylor. He's a heavy hitter in this space.
I don't think he is. I think really? He's not? Yeah, I think the other ones are the heavy hitters. Okay. He's in his fucking basement.
Well,
these people are out in mega churches.
Interesting. So Mark Taylor hasn't really faced an audience.
I think he's the usurper and the bullshitter. He's the one who's, you know, he's going on. I mean, he's been on Baker.
Ooh.
And he's always on the McFiles.
Hot. Listen, Mark, if you want to prove yourself in the profit space, then you need to be live. You need to prove yourself in front of an audience.
But here's where firefighter prophet Mark Taylor has to say about Trump running in 2024.
Oh, my God.
If he doesn't get ahead of the vaccines now, I think he's going to take a huge hit if he's not careful. He's already taken a hit from the Patriots. Because if you just simply look at Mark Levin's interview he did the other night, if you go on Telegram and you read the comments, okay, just read the comments from the Patriots.
From the Patriots. That's what he calls those vermin on Telegram.
The Patriots.
The Patriots.
Oh, geez.
From the Patriots on Telegram. They're all mad. He's talking about Trump. He's saying they're mad at Trump for saying that he's not denouncing the vaccine enough.
Listen, Mark.
That he took.
Yeah, yeah. But Mark, man, you can't go after Trump. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, he's saying that Trump needs to wake the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go on Telegram and you read the comments, okay?
See, this is what they talked about. You know, even if Trump backtracked, he's created the monster.
Yeah. Because it's not that you're right. He has to.
And they'll just say, well, you know, we've lost Trump. He's been compromised.
Right.
Let's go kill some Democrats.
He can't. He has to be. He can never apologize and he has to double down. That's his strategy. I mean.
Read the comments from the Patriots. They are fuming when he talks about the vaccine and how he's proud of it. They are fuming, brother. And they are literally threatening.
So he's trying. Yeah. So Trump is out there saying, I created the vaccine in 5 minutes. I did all the testing myself.
But if Trump's administration or whatever had, I don't know, ushered in a vaccine, wouldn't the Trumpettes have taken it? Wouldn't they have liked it because they're man, baby, Jesus, God, president produces vaccines?
Well, but they're torn. They're torn.
Because at their heart, they
Trump started fighting with Fauci.
Right. Oh, that's right.
And fighting, saying he knows more about it than the leading, arguably the world's leading expert on epidemiology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
but Trump knows more.
The thing is, guys, if you follow Trump, you know he wouldn't like to hang out with any of these Trumpalos.
Oh, right. You think he
doesn't like
you? Think
you.
They threw open the gates to Mar-a-Lago so
fuck
all of
no.
his all of his people can waddle in and touch him?
Fuck no.
The other night, if you go on Telegram and you read the comments, okay, just read the comments from the Patriots. They are fuming when he talks about the vaccine and how he's proud of it. They are fuming, brother, and they are literally threatening not to support him in his next election. Or from here on out until he turns the other way.
That's what I'm getting. It's very worrisome. It's very worrisome.
Worrisome? It's very worrisome. Yeah, I agree, whoever you are.
This is Greg Hunter. I don't know who the fuck this guy
is. Greg Hunter. It's worrisome.
But Greg is also sporting a very highly unnatural hair and eyebrow color. Black as pitch.
What I'm getting uniformly across the board is what you're getting. It's what I'm getting.
Right.
These are heartfelt, real people, not trolls.
No, yep. These are heartfelt.
They're not
these
trolls.
These aren't trolls that are saying they're going to dump Trump because he likes the vaccine. These aren't trolls.
No, these aren't white supremacists. These are all very nice people in their basement doing weird podcasts that are anti-vax. These are assholes.
Yeah. Yeah,
these are real people. How do we rescue the president? He needs a rescue. How do we rescue him?
That was what I was saying. I think the cure to all of this would be to come out swinging for the American people. Say stop the vaccines immediately. All four companies. Because look, we all know Big Pharma's behind us. Period. We all know that.
Jesus.
Well, no, oh God, we're cutting in and out again.
Oh, that you know.
Apologies, everyone. Hopefully, we're coming back in. Oh, we're
right.
Back.
Oh, look.
Crabdiving.com or your favorite podcast app. If you're listening live, we apologize for our fucking internet.
Is that, yeah. Is that how it works, though? Like, President Biden could say, okay, everybody, halt the vaccines. Moderna, Pfizer. Some other ones. Halt. No more. No more shots. Is that how it works?
I guess. I mean, you know.
Vaccine. Put it into the vaccine.
Immediately. All four companies. Because, look, we all know Big Pharma's behind us, period. We all know that. And he needs to come out and say who led him astray. And then he needs to hold them accountable. Perp walk them on national television.
Perp
arrest
walk.
Them. Charge them with treason, genocide, whatever it is. And then they need to be held accountable. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? These people need to repent, but that's not going right. to stop justice from being served.
Right. Genocide, sorry, whatever.
There's
need
that,
to repent.
There's that Christian violence porn that gets yeah. them all good and hard. Oh, he's going to perp walk them and try them with treason and execute them. Oh, God, I'm hard. Just like Jesus. Just like Jesus would want.
Explain how it's not that it matters, but how would it be genocide? How is this genocide?
Because they're killing people with the vaccine, Ryan.
Oh, okay. The vaccine is genocide.
How are you still alive? How am I still alive?
Are you? Maybe none of us are alive.
Ooh, maybe we've all died.
I'm in
and
a
gone
tooth.
To hell. That would explain a lot of...
Are we in hell?
I mean...
Holy shit.
That might explain the whole Trump thing.
Wow, I'm not in hell. I'm in Florida.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm in hell.
Did that heater fuck up in Los Angeles and we
yeah,
and we
dead.
Died somewhere?
Are we fucking dead?
We died in the office somewhere.
Oh, I hate that. We are officially the worst television show ever. I hate that. It was a dream. But we are dead.
Well, that'd be nice for
and if you're
the
listening,
world if Trump was just a bad dream.
Yeah. And if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, perhaps you are dead too. You must be dead if we're dead. If you're listening to us.
Or you're in our dream. Thanks for joining.
Right. Maybe you're an NFT. We're an NFT.
We could put out some
NFTs. Can we?
Well, sure. I don't know what it would be.
I don't necessarily... An NFT is a
non-fungible token. It's
what?
It's basically you register something on the blockchain to it's like a certificate of authenticity. And you can sell proprietary or one-off electronic items. There's
yeah.
electronic art. There's audio files.
You want an NFT for Christmas? What the fuck do I do with it? Look at it
well,
on my
like
computer
you can,
screen?
Well, it's art or it's, yeah.
You can
get
a digital frame from
sure.
Walgreens, put my NFT up in that motherfucker, enjoy it.
We do have other news.
Yes, other news.
See if there's any other interesting clips, though.
The Republic is crumbling into the ocean. Everything's fine.
Oh, this is interesting. We played clips of this asshole before. Eric Metaxas. He's a
Metaxas.
Big Metaxas. He's a big Trump lunatic.
Oh, cool.
Also. Anti-vaxxy.
Perfect. Thank you, Metaxas.
I got COVID. Suzanne got COVID. I don't know if she gave it to me or I gave it to her. But then she went to visit my parents and gave it to them. Oh. And my mother got it. And my father got it. And my current daughter, I won't use her name on the air. Let's just say Hortense.
My current daughter?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
My current daughter? Or do you mean my daughter currently? I think is what he meant. But my current
well,
daughter,
no,
not the previous one, but my current daughter.
Your daughter is your daughter.
Not the next one.
Your forever daughter.
Name on the air. Let's just say Hortense went to nurse my parents. So this has been the craziest time in the Metaxas family, folks.
Craziest.
If you've been wondering where I've been, I have no idea where I've been. I've been in a perspiring haze for days and days and days. Obviously, I'm mostly out of it. The fact that I can be functional and talk here for the first time in 2 weeks.
Okay, that's him today. He's been gone for 2 weeks from his show.
Yeah.
This is him previously.
Okay.
The bottom line is questions come up about the vaccine. People say, this is experimental. I've watched this pandemic roll out and I'm not afraid of getting it. My kids aren't afraid of getting it. This is not a big deal for us. I'm not going to put some experimental thing in my system when we literally don't know what could happen. So no. I'm not going to do this. So then you have people saying, oh, no, no, you must do it. The government says you must do it. And I think, again, Americans need to understand, if the government or everybody is telling you you have to do something, we don't have dissent, no dissent, you need to understand that's not the American way, folks. And if only...
So, whatever, man. So, okay, so there's dissent. So if people are saying, wow, you know, the Holocaust wasn't bad.
No, wait, now that's dissent. That,
you know, there's got to be some dissent.
Oh, God.
What is...
I don't understand.
Oh my God!
What?
We had to have died, and this is hell.
Yeah, this is
now
weird.
I'm convinced.
Right? Just I don't know. Metaxas, I mean, you went away and you spread. You said that your kids aren't afraid of getting COVID. Well, good.
If the government or everybody is telling you have to do something, we don't have dissent, no dissent. You need to understand that's not the American way, folks. And if only. To be a rebel, you need to say, I'm not going to do.
Oh, just
my God.
Be a rebel. Stick up for your rights and say, fuck your vaccine.
You know, the Republicans have weird, they're confused on what a tourist is. They, a rebel, they're confused about that. You guys are so fucking fucked up. You're encouraging people to not get the vaccine. Oh,
and
my
to be,
God.
Just to be a rebel.
God,
if anything, to be a rebel.
Well, fuck, at least this guy's just telling people to not get the vaccine. Iowa and Florida want to give you money. They want to actually give you money to not get the shot.
Oh, there were more.
There was what?
There were Nebraska. There were a bunch of states. I didn't read the whole.
Excuse me.
I didn't read that whole story. There were a whole bunch of Republican states that are doing similar things.
Imagine if you're a goddamn healthcare worker and you're a nurse or a doctor or whatever that has worked in these COVID wards, and you look at the newspaper like, oh look, Iowa is giving people an incentive to not get the vaccine.
In Florida.
In Florida, yes, 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 in Florida. In Florida, in Florida, in Florida. Florida all over the fucking place. Stupid fucking Florida. God damn it, motherfuckers.
My freedom.
Yeah, you know, the best you can hope for in this state is not to burn your, but to blow your hand off celebrating the 4th of July one year. That's the best you can hope for.
Or cooking the meth.
That's it, too. That's true. That's probably more realistic.
We've got,
it's crazy. More, there are people out there that will do a big fat rail of meth. They're like, well, no, that vaccine's experimental. It's experimental.
We've got, other stuff.
Other news.
News.
Other than spiritual leaders telling people if they want to be a rebel and fight this evil system, don't get your vaccine. And then that guy dies. But whatever.
We have... Oh, here's just like we were talking earlier. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh on Wednesday made statements during a SCOTUS hearing that many observers interpret as laying the groundwork for the overturn of Roe versus Wade. But Senator Susan Collins, who very concernedly voted for Kavanaugh's confirmation in 2018... I'm concerned.
Ooh, yes.
She stated confidently she believed he would vote to uphold Roe.
Yeah.
She said today, oh, I did not see his questioning or hearing the arguments.
You didn't watch?
I hope to later tonight play them so I have firsthand knowledge, but I can't comment on what I didn't see.
What else did you do? What else would you be in? There's nothing else. If you were a lawmaker, imagine you're in the Senate or the House. Would you have been aware of this?
What do you mean?
This hearing today. Would you know this is happening?
Well, yeah, she knew it was happening. She's just claiming she didn't hear Kavanaugh's. Because everyone knew that they would be pointing to her because she was the one who was like...
She's got to get her tap dance ready, right?
I had concerns, but he reassured me. So it's all good.
I hope you're stretching out, because there's a lot of tap dancing, Susan. Or is there? I don't know.
She added that she's for Roe. Whatever that means.
Yeah, well, in what way? Like, in a way that you can get rid of it?
During Kavanaugh's contentious 2018 Senate confirmation hearing, Collins claimed that Kavanaugh told her that he believed Roe versus Wade was settled precedent at this point.
What about hey, Susan, What about the sexual assault by that guy? I mean, that didn't bother you? I don't know. Do you think Kavanaugh's going to do the right thing?
Who?
Do you think that?
Do I think what?
Kavanaugh's going to do the right thing.
Oh, no.
Based on what?
No.
But he told Susan Collins that he was
going to. He
lied to Susan
Collins.
Damn, Susan.
He's a Republican.
You're vipers. You guys are vipers.
He worked for Ken Starr.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To help go after Clinton for a blowjob. Or for lying about a blowjob.
Right, right. We have all kinds of things in this country that are happening that are just horrific.
So let's not pretend that he's, I mean, not partisan.
Yeah. Don't you think it's cynical that they want to attack Roe now that the court has flipped and not because they think it's the right? You know what I mean? It's so opportunistic. I mean, it's shitty.
Oh, I should mention Stacey Abrams.
Yay.
Running. Go donate to her.
Stacey, move to Florida. Come run for something here.
Yeah, we need a Stacey Abrams here.
Yeah.
Well, in several states.
God damn right. I mean, you know, yes. We need somebody to stop the Republicans from these crazy fucking election laws that they pass. Or the, yeah. You know.
Otherwise, it might be too late.
Yeah.
The it'll be interesting to see how many elections they try to overturn in 2022.
Yeah. We're hoping for restraint from these lunatics.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope they're ready for widespread riots and protest if they try to overturn a clean election with fake fraud.
Louie Gohmert is going to be the Attorney General of Texas.
He hasn't announced he's running, but...
When is that election? Is that 2024?
Same time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
2022.
Oh, it's 2022.
Next year.
Oh, okay. So Louie Gohmert is going to be the Attorney General. Then we'll have the presidential run in 2024. Texas will be close. And then Louie will waddle out and do something to fuck up the election. To tip the scales.
Yeah, or depending on the state.
Yeah.
You know, Arizona would love to. The lunatics there would love to. They still want to overturn the last one.
Right. Be careful who you vote for Secretary of State. Well, vote for a Democrat. They probably don't want to overturn your election.
Meanwhile, the Republicans in Wisconsin have gone really crazy and are threatening the election commissioners with felonies or something.
What?
God,
that is the Handmaid's Tale. You're going to arrest people for not doing what you like.
The chair of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin tweeted, "Democracy in Wisconsin is under brutal assault, with the GOP pushing to charge members of our bipartisan election commission with felonies."
Damn.
"We're fighting back and the stakes couldn't be higher."
Holy fuck.
"Republicans are trying to seize control from our state's election commission and put the GOP-nominated Wisconsin state legislature in charge of elections. This would open a direct path to Republican politicians overturning election results they just don't like."
That's not great.
He's accusing, this is the Republican speaker, Robin Vos, Voss, V-O-S, who is just a knuckle-dragging fascist scum.
I've never heard of this person.
He's accusing the commissioners of committing felonies for telling clerks to mail absentee ballots to nursing homes instead of visiting them in person.
How would that
and
work?
And risking spreading COVID to them.
Hey, you get your absentee ballot mailed to you. You get it mailed to you. What are people supposed to do? Walk every absentee ballot up. So here you go. Mm-hmm. You requested this in the mail. I'm from the election people. It has to be through the mail.
He's also attacking elections professionals, calling for the resignation of the election commission's nonpartisan administrator, who's done nothing wrong. But
yeah,
they want to put in Trumpists who will lie and overturn an election the Democrats win.
We have to do something about this. Otherwise, no one will want to run the elections unless they're Trumpets.
Well, if they flip it, then I'm not going to say anything violent that I was thinking.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, surround the Capitol in Madison and dare them to come out and face the people who they have taken the power away from.
Yeah.
I'll go protest in Madison. I love Madison. Yeah, it's a beautiful town.
It would be great if it wasn't December.
But if these fascists think that they're just going to willy-nilly start overturning elections with no evidence of fraud, I hope they're ready for the pushback. It ain't gonna be pretty.
Yeah. I mean, they can't think that, I don't know, that they can just do this. Well, I guess they can't.
No. And suffer the consequences.
These people are lunatics.
An enraged electorate.
What did they
send? You take power away from?
Are they going to send more tourists to the Capitol?
Well, I would think that the number of protesters will be dwarfed by the number.
Oh, yeah.
If they try to actually steal an election.
No, right. People will come out.
Oh, I think it'll be ugly.
Yeah.
And it should be.
Yeah.
If these motherfuckers try to steal elections,
you're talking about
it should
vote.
Be ugly.
The vote.
I don't mean violent. I'm not saying, you know, erect any nooses or anything like them. But I mean, shut down the city. Boycott businesses. Don't go to work. Let these people know that they can't just steal these elections.
But and they have to go after these fucking Republicans that participated in this January 6th shit. You know, they got to go arrest those motherfuckers. Go arrest Trump. God.
And by the way, these are rules that the Republicans set in Wisconsin. And now they're trying to go in after the commissioners.
Well, they're shameless. That doesn't matter, right?
This guy says, Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, says the GOP designed the rules of the game, but when they lost the game, they decided to criminalize the referees and make themselves referees for the next time around.
Oh, yes. They're conforming. They're figuring it out. They're good at corruption.
Ron Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Shitty senator. A Russian stooge called for a unilateral takeover of elections in Wisconsin by the GOP-dominated state legislature.
Damn. We haven't heard from Ron Johnson in a bit. He still exists, I guess. That's nice. Thank you, Ron. What does he want to do? Just have the Republicans in charge of...
He says they're all trying to destroy a functioning system that worked well, helped record numbers of voters safely vote during a global pandemic, and was free of any widespread fraud. They just want to be able to overturn a free and fair election.
Yeah.
These fascist scum.
That's right. And I remember during the pandemic, I believe the Wisconsin Supreme Court said people had to come out and vote in person.
Yeah.
But they were allowed to meet on Zoom.
He says, we have the tools to fight back and win. We can preserve and even strengthen democracy in Wisconsin. And we're trying to do that right now. The most recent attacks, they're talking about the sham review that they had.
Yeah. The fraud.
That claimed the election was stolen, but didn't give them any evidence.
Are we going to hear from the cyber ninjas again?
I don't know. That didn't seem to go real well.
No.
This is a really long thread. Sorry it's taking so long.
That's okay.
The Wisconsin State Republicans announced their own sham investigation at one point. It's a constant circus of sham investigations, kicking up dust, ignoring inconvenient contrary evidence, and attempting to use the dust as cover to seize power.
Right, they're banging on the table. They have nothing.
So far, the only thing that has saved them is the Democratic governor, Tony Evers.
Right. But didn't, when he was elected, didn't the Republicans want to go in and change?
They wanted to take away all of his power.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Republicans do.
Yeah.
They also just passed hideously gerrymandered maps throughout the state legislature.
Right.
Which Governor Evers vetoed. sending it to the courts for resolution. Oh, so he's God. Been fortunately just vetoing all the bullshit they're trying to send.
Yeah.
All these suppression laws and stuff.
He's got the veto stamp ready. We need a Democratic governor. We need that.
The Rebecca Clefish is running for governor against him.
Yeah.
And she's a Republican fascist.
Oh.
She's already said she would sign an anti-voting legislation. not what they call it, but it's what it essentially is. Sure,
yeah. They want to make it, they want to restrict voting. They want to restrict voting. It to me, it seems like a weird thing. Like, if you're going to be on the side that's anti-voting, that would seem like an easy call to be like, well, I don't want to vote for those guys because it's the only way I can the vote. That's all I have, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, shit.
So that's what's going on in Wisconsin under the radar.
Are you sure that's Wisconsin?
My beloved
Florida?
Wisconsin, my Jesus. Second home state.
Well, it's fucked up, man.
It is.
Ron Johnson, you fuckface.
Yeah, it's these Republican fascists in the state legislature.
Trolls. They're trolls. They're mean. They're gross.
Like any of that, but I think what bothers me more is perhaps that our own federal government, our own agencies within, you know, FBI or whoever, mm-hmm. or we don't know who all is involved. That bothers me deeply because I see the Capitol Police. Even though a lot happened there, I see them as victims as well because the National Guard was denied. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and
this is a lie. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
God, that's
lying
a lie. That
about
bullshit.
the National Guard being denied. That is a 100% lie.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see those documents that the commission wants. The communication, because I bet it reveals that Marjorie Taylor Greene probably knows why the National Guard was denied.
The National Guard was denied. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House and the Sergeant at Arms, denied having the National Guard there on January 6th, and the request was made days before. So it's like they were set up. And then all these innocent people that were there in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, we know that Nancy was saying, we're trying to get more people here because these people are going to be nuts. Nancy was predicting what was going to happen.
Right, and I'm sorry, all these innocent people, you mean all...
The tourists.
Were there these... It's weird, there were a lot of tourists there...
There was, yeah.
...that were hunting Nancy Pelosi. Like five of them or something.
Yeah.
God.
And have admitted to it. That one guy who said, if he told the investigators, if I had gotten to Pelosi, we'd be meeting about a completely different issue.
Right, right. Didn't that guy show up with a sawed-off shotgun or something that
he had that
hidden?
Pistol that can shoot cartridges.
Oh, my God. It's just such a bunch of vomits. Innocent people.
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right. The innocent person with the... one guy had like a... an electronic shock prodder in his boot, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What the
tasers,
fuck?
They had a whole bunch of shit.
You know, I've done some tourists. I've been a tourist in the past, and I didn't have a, I don't know.
You know, that guy dropped his gun fighting with a cop.
Did he really?
He dropped the gun. The cop picked it up, and then through the registration, surprisingly, he had registered it, they found him. But right after the insurrection, he reported it stolen. Or missing. Wink, wink, wink.
You dumb fuck. Don't you think if you were, I don't know, why would you bring a gun to that you
But then
registered?
The cop was like, that's the guy that was who I was fighting with.
Yeah. He dropped his wallet.
Yeah.
That just shows you that they didn't think there's going to be any consequence.
Well, yeah. And they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Why would you think that you could waltz into the Capitol with a gun? You know, tangle with some Capitol Police and you wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean,
you're kind of shit are these motherfuckers.
They're
smoking.
White. They're white people.
White privilege.
Yeah.
Green crack. That's what they're smoking.
Here's a good meme. It's a scene from Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
And it's the four of the women. And the one says, yes, I know, but I just didn't like Hillary. Stealing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know.
It's all due to that. Hillary would have been naming two or three Supreme Court justices, and we would be 6-3 on the side of decency and sanity and equality for all.
This is how government works, I think, in America when you vote. Like, you're voting for the person that's not the fucking Nazi, okay? That's just about it, you know?
Well, we are.
Right,
right.
And, you know,
if you walk down the street here, you might find some opposite views.
Biden wasn't my first fucking choice. I wanted Elizabeth Warren.
Me too.
That didn't mean I went out and voted for Trump, though.
Biden wasn't my second choice.
Right. Who? What was your top?
Bernie was second.
Yeah.
After Elizabeth.
Right.
Who
else ran?
Huh?
Who else was there? Bernie, Buttigieg,
he was out early, though. Ted Cruz. Oh, wait. He was on the other side. Sorry.
I was going to
think about that. The last two standing were Donald Trump and Ted fucking Cruz. If that doesn't show you what garbage the Republicans are these days.
Yeah, that's very sad.
That the last two standing.
Ted fucking Cruz.
And they don't like Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Ted Cruz. Even Republicans don't like him.
So why? I mean, Trump told him his wife is ugly. And then his dad had a hand in Kennedy's death. But then all these Trumpkins go down to Dallas to wait for Kennedy's resurrection. What's with all the Kennedy shit, man?
They're just so stupid.
I mean, you guys are crazy weird. You're bonkers in it.
This shows how low one can sink. We didn't talk about this yesterday, but now there's just more, I guess, splashback or
Jeebus.
Pushback going against this asshole, Lara Logan, who's on Fox. She used to be like a respected journalist on 60 Minutes.
Oh, okay.
But then they found out that she got canned from 60 Minutes because she did a thing on Benghazi and got it all wrong, like blaming Hillary. So we found out that she's a lying right-wing nut job.
Excuse me. So she ran while she was at 60 Minutes.
She did a thing on Benghazi that they had to retract.
Holy shit.
At 60 Minutes and didn't air.
Oh, they didn't air.
And they got rid of her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they checked that shit before. I think. So, but now, widespread condemnation of her and Fox News, because this is where she said this.
Yeah.
Listen to this, what she says about Fauci.
Okay.
And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this.
I don't, what am I supposed to comment on?
Everybody
this?
Is saying, oh, people all across the world are saying this, that Dr. Fauci is Joseph Mengele, the doctor medically experimented on Jews in Auschwitz. It's the same thing. Fauci wanting people to wear masks and get vaccinated, Ryan, it's the exact same thing as Joseph Mengele. Torturing Jews in Auschwitz.
Well, do you think countries saying if you're not vaccinated, you have to you stay home on a lockdown?
Oh, I'm sure they love that.
Is that a stigma?
So she, the ADL obviously came out with a pretty significant statement, did the Holocaust Museum.
Excuse me. She used the term Nazi doctor to describe Dr. Fauci. She just straight up said Nazi doctor. That's Godwin's law. You
and
know what
I think this is Pete Hegseth, that testicular lump on Fox.
Oh, come on. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're on Fox and someone calls.
But I mean, he's just sitting there.
No, you have
he's,
to.
He's not reacting at all.
You
to
have
this
to
shit.
Push back to Nazi doctor. If someone on
you
Fox.
Have to get her off the screen.
Even on Fox, though, you have to push back. When someone calls Fauci a Nazi doctor, I said, wait a second. Now, he's not exactly a Nazi, right? They did something, right?
Did I mention this was Fox and it's Pete Hegseth?
Nazi doctor.
Um, That's what's coming.
I thought
from Fox News. This is what's coming from right wingers.
Yeah, they didn't like. They didn't. They maybe they didn't even notice. They're just like, yeah, he is a Nazi doctor. A Nazi doctor.
Prominent Jewish groups condemned Laura Logan, Fox News personality. The Auschwitz Museum also condemned her after she compared Dr. Anthony Fauci to a Nazi doctor infamous for performing medical experiments in Auschwitz.
Yes, absolutely. Very similar to Fauci, what he does.
The Auschwitz Museum said exploiting a tragedy of people who became victims of criminal pseudo-medical experiments in Auschwitz in a debate about vaccines, pandemic, and people who fight for saving human lives is shameful. It is disrespectful to victims and a sad symptom of moral and intellectual decline.
Intellectual, we're getting stupid. And it's also very Republican. It's Republican.
The head of the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, said there's absolutely no comparison between mask mandates, vaccine requirements, and other COVID-19 mitigation efforts to what happened to Jews during the Holocaust. I can't believe people are having to say this.
It's crazy.
Again, it's 2021.
It's fucking nuts.
For a little longer, and we're having to say shit like this.
You know, it's just so crazy.
American Jewish Committee said the comments are utterly shameful.
Yes.
And an apology is needed. This shit stain is never going to apologize, Laura Logan.
I don't understand. They always are. They want to compare what Fauci does to being a Nazi doctor, but they also don't want to say like the Holocaust existed. So they're doing both.
Logan was formerly a correspondent on the famed program 60 Minutes. At the network, she faced significant scrutiny for errors in a report she did on the Benghazi attack, ultimately resulting in her apologizing, for the inaccuracies and forced to take a leave of absence. She left CBS and joined Fox in 2020. She told the LA Times at the time that she wasn't trying to be an opinion person, but has since become one of the right-wing channel's most conspiratorial talking heads. She's out of her fucking mind.
And it's crazy because how long did Hillary Clinton get grilled about 11 Benghazi?
Hours.
11 fucking hours. 11 hours.
Yeah.
How long was Benghazi? Benghazi was investigated more than 9/11, right?
It was investigated more than the Kennedy assassination.
Trump used foreign influence to fuck
you
with
liar,
the
You liar! You can't prove that. It was debunked. You lying. Mueller said he didn't do it, and Bill Barr said he didn't do it.
You know what movie is horrible, but it's like, you know, for some reason, whenever I see it on, I just have to watch it. It's like Crack. It's like that Michael Bay movie about Benghazi. So, you know, I always watch that.
It's Benghazi. Good.
Yeah. It's crazy. Benghazi. 11 hours she testified. And these fucksticks won't even, like, Dan McGahn wouldn't even come testify. Steve Bannon wouldn't even testify. Wouldn't sit in front of any committee, but Hillary Clinton sat for 11 hours. Jeez.
So, yeah, Laura Logan, I'm sure she's going to get right on top of apologizing.
How embarrassing for you. What, Laura, you were at 60 Minutes. I think that's cool. But now you're at Fox.
She ended up, yeah.
God. That must be, you got to tell your friends, like, I quit my gig at 60 Minutes to work at Fox.
God, Eric Bollert tweeted, lots of folks wouldn't be bothered with things like policy. Couldn't be bothered with things like policy during the 2016 campaign.
Yeah.
A woman was running, a Clinton, and people lost their minds. Hillary warned us over and over 5 years ago that choice would be made illegal.
Damn.
But hey, Susan Sarandon wanted a revolution.
Right. Susan Sarandon wanted a revolution. Bannon waddled in there and was like, make it about Hillary. Oh my God. The stupid people. Listen to me. If you're stupid, don't vote. Please stop it. You make bad choices, or get a buddy to help you vote. Or just don't. If you're a dumb fuck, you're going to vote poorly.
We have, let's see. We also have in the news, Alec Baldwin did an interview.
Right.
Where he says he didn't even pull the trigger. It just, he swung the gun in that direction and just went off, which is quite possible.
Right. I mean, those actors, old guns. I mean, you know, listen, man, maybe he was, I don't know. Maybe there's issues with the production and the guy, an actor picks up the gun and does exactly what someone tells him to do with it. That's how it works. In a big movie? What kind of sad fucking actor is going to be like, get to me, Mr. Pfeiffer, here's your gun. You're in charge of loading the mag, checking the chamber, and doing all the shit. Nobody lets you do anything.
Jack Posobiec, faux journalist and former Pizzagate spewer, tweeted, not one gun control advocate has said a single word about Alec Baldwin. Tells you everything you need to know. What would... Oh, God. People are so stupid.
It is so stupid, and it's like childlike stupidity. It's so dumb. Do you understand that on a movie set, an actor is allowed to say the things on the script and move to where the director told him to move? It is... It's a dictatorship. He doesn't have any choices, really. I mean, they put little pieces of tape on the floor and they tell you to stand there even. You aren't making any decisions about the fucking gun, you dumb fuck. You aren't.
Insane.
It's so stupid. You make no decisions. Someone does your makeup. Someone does your hair. Someone tells you what to wear. They tell you what to say and where to move. No, and they're not all of a sudden, oh, you know what? Everything else, we're going to put Alec Baldwin in charge of this pistol, by the way.
Somebody tweeted, stupid. It says, the most satisfying pick you will see this week, an anti-masker at a protest in Belgium getting hit in the face with a water cannon. I don't approve of this at all, although it does look pretty satisfying.
They're killing us, though. These anti-maskers, these anti-vax fucks, they're killing us. What's the name of that network, that crazy network, Daystar?
Oh, yeah,
what,
yeah, yeah.
1 billion listeners?
2 billion listeners worldwide.
2 billion?
This asshole that died.
What do you guys do that draws them in? I mean, what's so great about what they do that they get 2 billion fucking listeners? Theatrics or something?
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
Okay, listen to
Jesus
Crab Diving.
Jesus is a drug to people.
Crab Diving Podcast. By the way, I didn't tell you this, but we are the only podcast ever to be endorsed by Jesus. I was talking to him yesterday and he said he really enjoyed the podcast and he's gonna encourage people to listen.
Did you encourage him to maybe get a little bit more involved in I don't know what's going on in the world? smiting and shit.
Right. Say, put down the bong, dumb fuck. They're taking over vaginas down there. He's like, what are you talking about? Take a look.
They have those memes all over the place of you know, anti-maskers screaming about COVID and vaxxers, and then they have Jesus saying, I sent you a vaccine.
Right.
I sent you Dr. Fauci. I sent you.
Yeah. Jesus would peek in right now and be like, 1 second, excuse me. I sent Fauci. He's not a Nazi doctor. He's not at all a Nazi doctor. Why do you think that?
Former Wisconsin.
I guess there was an argument that erupted in the Wisconsin legislature over one of these. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. Oh, he's the lunatic.
Yeah.
That Trumpist, he's a fascist, that was put in charge of this investigation into the 2020 election.
Right.
The fact I guess he got into an argument with one of the Democrats.
Overturning any election. Stop making... Right. Mr. Spreitzer, I'm not going to let you put words in my mouth for your cheap political advancement.
You hired
I never
Mr. Poyer.
Said anything about overturning any election. Stop making things up, Mark.
Then why have you hired Mr. Poyer?
Your constituents deserve better.
Why have you hired Mr. Poyer?
Shame on you.
Why have you hired Mr. Poyer, who tried to overturn the will of the people of Wisconsin?
Representative, I am asking you, do you have a further question?
Yes, my question is, why do you feel it is appropriate to employ Mr. Hoyer, who specifically sued to overturn the will of the people of Wisconsin? Do you agree with him about that?
All right. I'm going to, once again, you make a lengthy speech, and then you wind up with a totally unrelated question.
Totally. Totally. Well, you can tell he's from Wisconsin to totally.
Do you understand his question?
Yeah. Why did you hire this asshole who wants to overturn the election?
Right. I get it. I get the question. Just answer it. It's a good question. It's a good fucking question, isn't it?
I'll get to Ron Hoyer in a second.
But first, I'd like you to get to him now.
Yeah.
I listened. I had to listen to you. You're going to listen to me.
Oh,
this is a person who's a witness at a hearing talking to a state legislature.
He's
a Republican. He's an old white Republican, so he doesn't have to answer to anybody.
When was the last time you heard someone in a hearing say, you're going to have to listen to me now?
Yeah.
I don't think it works like that.
You said two words. You falsely said that I mentioned two phrases that I never mentioned. First of all, my argument is not that the election was not perfectly run, Mr. Spreitzer. I never said anything about perfect. I said, has it been? Well, all right. Let's really
walk this out. You suggested it's been rigged.
Has it been rigged? And what do we mean by rigged?
Oh, my God.
What I mean is, did government officials use corporate money, which was transformed into public money, in an effort to help one candidate, to help get out the vote in favor of one candidate?
No. He's saying that by expanding early voting, that was encouraging the Democrat instead of the Republican.
The thing is,
how dare you, Democrats,
voting and all that early voting shit should be a non-fucking partisan issue.
Only because Democrats use it more. If
it's
Republicans
voting.
Were overwhelmingly voting by mail-in voting, they would be squealing that everybody should get a ballot. In the mail, whether they want it or not.
Yeah, this dude is an asshole. Who is this?
Michael Gableman, former Supreme Court Justice in Wisconsin.
Damn, guys.
So this is the kind of goose-stepping fascist scumbag that the Republicans are voting for in Wisconsin.
This fascist is he's like condescending. He's a condescending.
Sure,
Nazi.
He's a Republican. He's an asshole.
The worst kind.
He's an asshole.
Let me explain some shit to you. You dumb
entitled,
fuck.
Imperious, undoubtedly racist.
You're on. You're
scumbag.
That's not how normal people behave at a hearing. That's like, you know what? That reminds me of Ben Carson. Remember when Ben Carson, early on in Trumpdom, he was called in to Congress to answer questions about what was going on at HUD, and he said to a legislator, some Democrat. The Democrat was asking him questions about what's going on. And he says, I am not here to be quizzed.
Right, right, right.
And she was like, yes, you are, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yes, you are. If you were here to answer my fucking questions, you fuck. That's the crazy thing. This thing that we just played in Wisconsin is batshit crazy.
Yeah.
No one, that guy should be answering the questions. That's the only reason he's at that fucking hearing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man. What do you think you're doing there, dude?
Let me explain the word rigged.
Fuck you.
No, not by that. Did corporate money get turned into public money to then encourage one vote, voters of one side?
Why are we using taxpayer dollars to pay a guy that tried to overturn the election? That's the question, right? That's the question. Why do we want to pay that guy? Why does the government want to pay a guy that tried to overturn the government, you know?
Right. With no evidence.
The fucking government. That's crazy.
0.0 evidence.
Think about it in the private sector. If you had someone that, I don't know, there's not a good comparison. Is there?
No.
Not really. It's so fucking weird.
But that's our country right now.
Yeah, we're fucked. We just got a lot of chodes. Do you know what I mean? And just douches.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner on the webpage, the Amazon banner. You can use that when you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. And thanks to those that do.
Buy your prepper items. Right?
Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rated R Comedy or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good evening, everybody. Strap in. More to come tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.